Joining me on the line, I have Sam Derwin, and Sam is the Health Promotion Officer with Asthma Ireland. So good morning, Sam. You're very welcome to the show. And Sam, you're going to talk to us today about childhood asthma.
Yes, I am indeed.
Now, Sam, I'm just reading here that there's 17,296 children in Cork heading back to school and they're at risk of an asthma attack. So, Sam, can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, one in five children in Ireland have asthma. So it's one of those things, it's very prevalent. It kind of everyone will know somebody who's affected by it or possibly be affected themselves. And particularly in September, around back to school time, what happens is kind of an increase in hospital admissions and asthma attacks, which is known among consultants as the September asthma peak. And an asthma attack is an incredibly frightening experience for parents and for children. So really our focus at the moment is just to kind of try and spread the message that it's important to be on top of it and kind of give you some tips on how to avoid your little one getting into difficulty.
Yeah, well, I can actually speak myself. I actually suffer from asthma myself and my daughter does have it. So I would know. I know exactly how frightening these things can be. So if you could give us some tips, Sam, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Perfect. Well, the key thing with asthma care in general, but especially at this time of year and as we're coming into winter, is to make sure that the medication is being taken as prescribed very regularly. So that's not just your blue inhaler, your reliever inhaler, but also your brown controller inhaler. Okay. And sometimes, particularly over the summer, if children are feeling well or kind of, you know, the routine kind of goes out the window a little bit, sometimes the medication can fall to the wayside. And if you've only started taking it kind of just before going back to school, or if you haven't really started taking it again, it's very easy to kind of suddenly put yourself at risk when you've got kind of viral infections where kids are being exposed to them all of a sudden once they're back in school, new classes, there might be some stress kind of involved, there's a change in the weather, and all of that can combine to increase the likelihood of an asthma attack. So it's really important to make sure that you're absolutely on top of taking that controller inhaler all the time, because that's the one that's going to give you the long-term protection and it's going to prevent any symptoms from kind of arising at all.
Well, I agree there, because I know I can be quite bad myself. When I feel okay, I tend not to take my medication as I should. But then what happens is if I do get a cold or a flu or something like that, it's, of course, I'm in big trouble then, you know.
They can really, really hit you hard with asthma.
Sam, is there a reason that why asthma, because just where children are concerned, because I know for my own daughter, is there a reason why asthma is worse at night time?
I'm not aware of any particular reason. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the individual. I mean, some people will find kind of it'll be different for everyone what actually triggers their symptoms.
Yeah, of course.
For some people, it can be changes in the weather. For others, it can be to do with dust mites kind of that are everywhere, kind of in every house, mm-hmm. every building there are dust mites, and they are often very concentrated in the bedroom. And I know for some people that can be a trigger. So I think it really depends on the individual. It can be hard to kind of predict from person to person.
It is, I know, because I know some people then would suffer with allergies as well, wouldn't they? Which would actually...
Yeah, they very...
They would make it worse, yeah.
Definitely.
So is there anything that parents can do to sort of... I know that there's the taking of... Make sure that they're taking the medication. Is there anything else maybe that parents can do that could help to control their child's asthma symptoms at home?
At home, then, there's a lot of kind of different pieces you can do. A lot of it centres around really being able to kind of figure out what it is that triggers those symptoms.
Okay.
So because it's different for everybody, sometimes you might just have to keep a symptom diary to start to pinpoint exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's kind of all about avoidance.
Okay.
So, for example, if you notice that it's dust or dust mites, it might be a case of kind of looking at getting rid of any carpets, making sure that the cuddly toys are put on a hot wash once a week, kind of, you know, keeping on top of hoovering, kind of making sure that your bedclothes are cleaned on a hot wash every week or so. So it's really important to kind of avoid anything that you think might be making it worse, so that you can pinpoint as being part of the problem. For others, it might be kind of having candles in the home or very kind of strongly scented cleaning products or chemical cleaning products. For some people, that'll be a trigger.
Yeah, I know chemicals affect me very badly as well. But I am very bad for my scented candles, I must say. So anyway,
sure, it's hard to let go of the things you like.
Very hard to let go of the scented candles.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, just can we talk a little bit about it? We'll say if a child, what to look out for. We'll say I know when my daughter first started developing asthma, I wasn't sure. So what would be some of the symptoms for parents to look out for?
So with asthma, it's all respiratory symptoms. So the classic one is the wheeze that everyone kind of knows about, but not everyone will necessarily wheeze to the same extent. So there's also coughing, particularly at night. It often crops up, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
There's chest tightness, and sometimes small children will describe that as a funny feeling in their tummy or a sick feeling in their tummy.
Yes.
It may also, for a lot of people with asthma, the symptoms will really arise after exercise, so they might be getting very out of breath after exercise. So it's just kind of anything there that you feel that the breathing is kind of going a bit funny or something doesn't seem entirely right. So that wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, cough, all of that, it's worth looking into if you think that there might be something else going on.
Yeah, because I know with my own daughter, she was very young. She was only about a year old and she couldn't communicate. But from how I actually noticed was just her breathing was very rapid. So, you know, I suppose just... It depends on their age, I suppose, as well, doesn't it? You know, whether they can communicate to you. Yeah.
With younger children, it's very difficult to kind of really get a diagnosis. It's kind of just trial and error. But it is just important to stay on top of it. And if you have any concerns, just go straight to your GP and have a chat.
Okay. I suppose another thing, so the main thing is to make sure that they're taking the medication as they should. Another thing it says, I'm just reading here in the press release, is to not send your child to school if they're sick.
Absolutely. When it comes to asthma attacks in school-aged children, they believe that about 85% are linked to viral infections like colds and flu.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly at this time of year, between the change in the weather and kind of all the kids going back to school, there tends to be, you know, the odd dose going around. And if your child has asthma or if they haven't really been taking the preventer as much over the summer, they can be very much so put at risk by that. So it's important just to kind of bear that in mind, that if your child does seem to be sick, just keep them home. It'll kind of be safer for the other children in the class, and also then, you know, if they themselves are sick,
yeah,
it kind of helps that recuperation process and you can be on top of how they are and make sure they're well.
And of course, I suppose it's just to make sure again with the older, because the older children, the teenagers, is to give them a bit of extra supervision and make sure that they are taking their, because I know they're not great for taking their medication themselves.
Yeah, they don't always take it as they're supposed to. So it is important to try and kind of encourage that as much as possible.
So is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about before?
Well, one thing that might be of use to parents at this time of year is our asthma advice line. We run a free advice line where you can call up and make an appointment to speak to an asthma specialist nurse over the phone.
Okay.
It can be really, really useful at this time of year if there's anything you're not sure of or kind of anything you'd like to look into maybe being able to do or kind of to approach in a different way to help your child stay well.
Mm-hmm.
We have an excellent panel of asthma specialist nurses and they're always on hand to offer kind of any advice or any queries. And a lot of parents find that really, really valuable, even just from a peace of mind perspective, to kind of make sure that they know what they're doing and they're confident and they can kind of make sure they're looking after their child as best they can.
Yeah, that's a great service, because if you are worried about anything, it's great that that service is there, that you can talk to someone who knows what they're talking about. Now,
very useful for people.
So would you like to give out the website address or that phone number if you have it there, Sam?
Sure. The advice line number is 1-800-44-54-64.
Okay.
And we also have a lot of information and kind of different tools available on our website, which is www.asthma.ie.
Okay.
And loads of information there. We have a dedicated back to school section as well that might be of use for parents as well at this time of year.
Okay. Well, Sam, thank you very much for taking our call and for all your expert advice. And I'm sure it's going to be of great benefit to anyone who has a child with asthma, or indeed for anyone who suffers from the condition themselves. So again, if anybody would like, they can contact us here if they didn't catch those phone numbers, and we'll be more than happy to give them out. And thanks again, Sam, for taking the call.
Thanks.
And have a good day. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon in the future.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.